Well, we're getting right on to harvest season, and that presents some real important issues. A lot of them have to do with safety, and many of them have to do with children as well. We're going to talk about farm safety during the harvest season involving kids. And with us this morning is Tracy Schlater. She's Marketing Director for Farm Safety for Just Kids. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should always take a little bit of time to consider safety before we get back out there for harvest season, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. It's probably by far one of the most prevalent times that we see accidents among kids.
Well, and especially children, because they're awful excitable, especially when they're young. Yeah, they want to be around. A farm can be a fun place to grow up, but it has to also be considered that there are a lot of dangers on the farm.
Absolutely. Agriculture is one of the very few, if not the only, industry in the United States where the workplace is also the kids' playground, which poses a lot of interesting challenges. And kids, you know, they want to help. You know, they want to be just like mom and dad. So they want to be out there doing things and everything. And some of them just aren't appropriate for kids.
Absolutely. And we have to consider the age of the children, too. It's hard to just say kids because kids come in all sizes from, you know, less than one all the way up to, you know, really 18 years of age when they're heading off on their own. And there are different dangers, really, depending upon the age appropriateness of the kids.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the young children, their natural curiosity sometimes get the best of them. You know, and that's when, you know, your drownings happen, a lot of that sort of thing. Typically, the grain-related incidences occur with somewhat older kids who are, you know, older and able to drive tractors and haul wagons, that sort of thing. And in that case, they're helping out and sometimes get caught up in things, don't necessarily think before they do something. You know, they go into the grain wagon to break up some of the grain that's clumped together and don't realize the potential danger there.
Is grain one of the key things that we should really seriously consider on the farm during harvest time as a safety threat? I mean, that's just not for kids, that's for adults as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Grain hazards and suffocations are applicable to any age almost. The other probably most prevalent form of accidents around harvest time is on rural roadways. With the increased amount of farm and implement traffic on the road, obviously all going at a much slower pace than people are used to, that's the other big factor when it comes to harvest time safety.
Sure, you bet. Well, with grain especially, are there some certain precautions, safety checks we should make so we can avoid some of these accidents from happening?
Absolutely. When you're dealing with grain wagons and grain bins, that sort of thing, under no circumstances should you go into a wagon or into a grain bin. I realize that in a perfect world that makes sense. But there are instances, you know, things come up that you do have to get inside them. If that's the case, it's important to make sure that all moving machinery is turned off. Lockout, tagout is pretty common. And then once everything is shut off, make sure that you're tied off with a harness and a rope to the outside. Make sure someone's manning that. And make sure that you have a cell phone handy just in case something happens.
Absolutely. Well, I noticed, too, a statistic that said one-third of all the people who are trapped in flowing grain are children. Are they just curious?
It's pretty incredible. Yeah, they're really curious. You know, and it's kind of one of those things where grain is almost like a big sandbox to them. You know, and there are some places where kids are encouraged to play in grain. You know, so it's hard for some children to differentiate between, you know, maybe the petting zoo where they get to play in grain or the sandbox, you know, from a gravity-filled grain wagon or from, you know, a grain bin, that sort of thing. So it's important to explain the differences and show them the potential dangers in each situation.
You bet. Now, you mentioned also road traffic as well. It's not just on the highways and things, but also on some of the farm-to-market roads where folks come over hills and rapidly find that folks aren't necessarily traveling the same speed limit as the car that they're in. These are things that happen that you would think we would be aware of normally because we all spend a lot of time behind the wheel. But it's different during some of these key seasons like harvest because the difference in speeds and the difference in the types of equipment that's out there.
Absolutely. A lot of the farm implements are not only much slower than normal vehicles, but they're much larger. You know, some of these combines and tractors and everything, you know, they take up so much more space, so much more real estate on the road that, you know, you come over a hill and you come up onto one of these slow-moving vehicles and there's really no place for you to go except the ditch unless you're far enough away that you can stop before you get there. You know, it's not like you're coming up on another car where you have enough room to get around them, maybe on the left-hand side, but even then there's the risk of, you know, someone coming from the other direction. So there's always a lot to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. And as that relates to children, I noticed that there was a statistic that showed that children ages 10 to 14 are at the greatest risk for farm-related injuries, and it mentions, too, that some of that can be attributed to low levels of experience with farm equipment, which would kind of make some sense because sometimes you get kids with just learner's permits and whatever that are out trying to operate some of that farm equipment, just going from field to field sometimes, and they don't have a lot of experience and aren't sure what to do when they come upon a situation.
Right, yeah, and a lot of times that age group is when, you know, mom and dad are first starting to introduce those sorts of tasks and responsibilities on the farm to them. So, you know, they may be driving the tractor with the grain wagon down the road, you know, for the first time. And, you know, so it might not be second nature to them to make sure their lights are on, you know, to take the safety precautions that someone who's been driving the tractor for years would normally do. You know, it's important for parents to take on the supervisory role and make sure that they go over safety checks every time so that the children understand that they need to do that each and every time they get behind the wheel, a farm implement or a passenger vehicle.
Well, so some of the things we should watch out for, the precautions we should take would be to kind of gauge the age of the child and what's really appropriate for them and find out, you know, how much responsibility we really seriously think they can handle.
Yeah, that's very, very important. You know, obviously there can be a big difference between one 10-year-old and another 10-year-old. So there are recommendations in place for any number of farm-related agricultural tasks. But ultimately, you know, it comes down to the parents' decision. They know their children best. You know, they understand the maturity level of their children compared to some of their peers. You know, so it's up to them and good common sense as to, you know, when they choose to let their children do various activities on the farm.
Well, sometimes folks will try to childproof their homes after they first have children, and that's tough enough. It's about impossible to childproof a farm, isn't it?
Yeah. There are a lot of things that you can do. There are a lot of things you can't do. And when it comes to the things that you can't, quote-unquote, childproof, then it comes down to education and making sure that your kids know where all the hazards are. One of the things that we at Farm Safety for Just Kids encourage is doing a hazard hunt on your farm. Take your kids out, you know, go from building to building, point out where the different hazards are, what you should do in regards to each individual hazard, you know, how to avoid things from happening. And that really, it puts it in their front yard rather than talking kind of big picture. It really helps the children and youth visualize and understand as it relates to their life.
And it probably makes more sense than just trying to set out a list of rules and telling them this is, you can't do this and never explaining why. This gives them an opportunity to really see why.
Right, exactly, yep.
It's always tough to, you want to supervise as best you can, but it's tough to keep your eye on the children all the time when you've also got your eye on what is one of the most important times of the year for the farm because that's where you're making the money.
Yep. And, you know, farmers are one of the most hardest working people in the country. especially during harvest time. And it's, you know, it's such a tremendous honor to be a farmer. It's also one of those situations where you're working so hard and you're doing so much and you're trying to keep tabs on everything that, you know, you get tired. You start to maybe cut corners to save a little time. And that's when the accidents happen. So it's really all about slowing down, taking your time, asking yourself if you've done everything you need to do, and making sure that safety comes first.
And it's one of the rare occupations where kids really can get right in there with mom and dad and help out as best they can and stuff. And they want to do that oftentimes, but it's up to us to make sure it's done safely.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You know, farms and ranches are a great place for kids to grow up. You know, they learn the value of hard work. It instills a great work ethic that stays with them long after they've left the farm and hopefully come back someday. But it's also a potentially hazardous place to raise children. So it's just a matter of education and making sure they're aware of their surroundings and letting them know what the potential is.
You bet. Sometimes folks look at farming not just as a job, but really as a way of life. But we have to remember that it is a job and it is an adult-oriented job that we need to take care of. Kids can help out once in a while where it's appropriate, but just be careful. And if they'd like to know more, Tracy, can they find more information out there?
Absolutely. Our website is www.fs4jk.org. There's a number of resources on the website. I would encourage you just to play around and see what you can find. Otherwise, feel free to call our office. Our 800 number is 800-423-5437. We're always happy to answer questions and give suggestions and recommendations anytime.
Wonderful. And I know Iowa State University Extension also has a lot of great resources in that regard also.
Yep, definitely.
Very good. That's Tracy Schlater. She's the marketing director for Farm Safety for Just Kids. Keep it safe and keep your kids around a good long time. Tracy, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been great.